You know, I just feel as though there are certain points in life that we just can't run from. And sometimes different seasons will force us to sit down, will force us to be more honest with ourselves. And sometimes there's just no getting around that. Welcome to Hey Boo, Let's Chat, the podcast. A podcast about more than just self-love. I'm your host, Michelle Jo, self-love coach and author. This podcast is a place where we talk about love, relationships, self-love, healing, and everything in between. It's kind of like going to the trap and then going to church, or sometimes vice versa. Either way, I give it to you real, and it's always very transparent. But I want it to be something that truly is warm and fullness to your soul and makes you feel good inside. So get comfy and grab a nice drink, whether it's coffee, tea, wine, or water, and let's get cozy and jump into today's episode. Hey boo, let's chat. Long time. It's so funny, like I was just thinking about my intentions for November, eating my fruit roll-up, drinking my water, and I really just felt led to record a new episode. I don't have any notes, so honestly, this is just me winging it, and if I could set a mood, if you will. It's really just me and you having conversation, catching up, if you will. So I have taken a break from creating. I feel like I've reached a point of burnout, and I reached a point of somewhat of a little bit of imposter syndrome as well. And honestly, to keep it a buck with you, I feel like I've been on a roller coaster for a few months now, really since June. And I felt like in the midst of all of that, I was trying and attempting to like throw myself in my creativity. But I am the type of creative as to where if things are in shambles in my life, and my mental space is not the best, I cannot create. Like, it'll come like in spurts, but like on a large, big scale, no bueno. So yeah, I was just like, you know what? I think I need a break. I think I just need to relax, focus on me, pour into me, and when I am ready, when it is time, come back. And of course, in true Michelle fashion, just sitting and doing nothing is like impossible for me. Like, I'm very ambitious, I'm very goal-oriented. And more often than not, I feel like when I'm resting or when I'm just not doing anything, when I'm indulging in Netflix or hanging out with people that I enjoy spending time with or whatever, I feel like I'm not doing anything. And I feel really guilty. I feel very guilty for resting. But, today, as I was listening to an audiobook called It Ends With Us, because usually my genre is like self-help and, self-improvement, like all those things. I have so many books like that. And I've also been wanting to pick up like books to help me change my relationship and my mindset around money. But I was like, I need something that is just like not my norm. And I kept seeing this book on TikTok called It Ends With Us. And so far, like, it really had me at some parts, like, what? And granted, I feel like I would have liked this book better, like as a hard copy, because I am a nerd in that sense. Like, feeling a book like in my hands is like it's just a feeling that I can't explain. Like, I feel connected to it, and it's just like, it's nothing like touching paper. That's the nerd and the writer in me. I just know it. But I may swap it out because, like I said, I got it as an audio book. And, you know, I use Audible for all of my audiobooks. And I may swap it out for something else. And I am going to take myself on a date in November, because November is tomorrow. And I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to buy it. And that is going to be my November read. Because I really do want to start reading more and, you know, really just taking myself away from the screen. But yeah, so I'm reading that book and I was listening to it this morning and, God dang it, I don't even remember where I was going with that. But yeah, I've been trying to find different ways to spark my creativity because I feel like I've just been forced to surrender and say, okay, like, it's not time yet. And that bothers me. That bothers everything inside of me because I'm like, why? But why? Because I always have to feel like I'm working towards something. And I've always been that way. I don't know. But being in this place of being forced to just kind of like sit down and find new inspiration, find new ways of doing life has been really difficult. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not even gonna sit here and like glamorize it as if, you know, it's just been so refreshing and oh my gosh, wow, wow, wow. No. I have not liked it. I've been more frustrated than not. But I'm finally getting to a place where I'm just like, you know what, Shelly, just chill. Just chill, allow life to do what it does, and find ways to enjoy, connect with self, connect with what's around me, and just chill. You know, it's so funny because, you know, I'm single, and I have always been a relationship girl. And I enjoy being in relationships. I enjoy giving love. I enjoy companionship and all those things. But as I was, you know, just kind of like going throughout my day and, you know, I had me a little jam session because music always is like a high vibration for me. I really felt like God, like, tapped on my shoulder and was just like, maybe you're making it harder than what it needs to be because you simply believe that if you can control the outcome or control how it flows, that everything will work out how it should. And I'm learning so, so, so much about myself as it relates to dating, as it relates to how I show up, as it relates to how some things trigger me, and just why I do what I do. And, you know, recently this year, I was diagnosed with anxiety, a very mild case of anxiety. And, one thing that I've learned is that I believe I try to be very calculated, for one, because I feel like it calms my anxiety of the unknown. I feel like when I don't know the important things, it freaks me out. And when it freaks me out, I go into like this, I would, because not anymore, I would go into this emotional like spiral and I would be very fearful. And unfortunately, my only way of communicating my fears was to either break up with the person or, you know, just be emotionally impulsive instead of communicating or even knowing probably at the time that, you know, the way that we're doing things is a trigger for me. And it's not meant to be this thing as to where we rush and, you know, slap a title on something or whatever. But I need to know that we're going in the same direction. I need to know that our path might not be as straight as I think it is, but that we're here with each other. Like, being able to communicate that versus, oh my gosh, I don't want to be with you, blah, 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 probably would have helped me out in so many different situations. And I think, too, like, one thing that me and my therapist are working on, or we will begin to work on, is not allowing myself to become emotionally attached to someone before I know that me and that person are on the same page. Like, I've learned about myself that I get attached to certain feelings that a person will give me, and I equate the feelings that they give me as who they are in its entirety. And so, because I've already painted this picture, and because I've already made up my mind that I'm going to focus on these areas, it causes me to want more. It causes me to move faster. It causes me to really ignore and question, like, red flags. And I was just like, dang, that's some, like, real self-awareness right there. And I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. And I say all that to say because I feel like I've realized that in so many different situations, I've been operating out of a place of fear. Like, fear that it won't work out, fear of being lonely, fear of, you know, not getting the thing that I believe that I want and that I believe is best for me. Like, I feel like I've been living a very fear-based life. And I'm breaking up with that. I'm breaking up with this idea that I have to be in so much control of everything that I don't even leave room for God, the universe, to move in my life. And, you know, I'm breaking up with fear. I'm breaking up with forcing things. And learning to do life differently. And even in learning to do it differently, understanding that at first it may feel very uncomfortable. But although it feels uncomfortable right now, that doesn't mean that it's always going to be this feeling of discomfort. I just have to stick with it, and I have to go through the ugly, gunky stuff to get to what I truly want and what I truly need, you know? Like, I just want what is for me. And that's in all areas. That's in career, that's in love, that's in friendship, all areas. Like, I just want what is for me. And I don't want me feeling as if I know what's best for me, or I'm the only one that knows what's best for me, to get in the way and to go in things or maneuver through life in a fearful manner. So I'm breaking up with fear. I'm breaking up with fear. And for this new month, for the rest of the year, going into 2023, like, I am doing life differently. And I am coming to understand that even in its differentness, that there's still beauty there. I can pray and receive comfort even in the most uncomfortable situations. But it's like, I can't do it by myself. I think maybe that's what this episode is all about. Like, knowing you just can't do it all by yourself. Like, yeah, you know, I think especially being single and being so independent, only truly depending on myself, I believe that this season has taught me that, while yes, I have been doing it by myself for a very long time. And I'm not talking about just, yeah, you know, I've been in relationships, I've been married, divorced, but I don't think my independence has ever, it's never left me. But I know this season of my life has definitely taught me that, for one, you have to lay your pride and your ego down. Sometimes, a lot of the times, to ask for help. For two, you do need the people in your life that want to be there for you. And that is okay. Like, it's okay to come to this place of, I don't want to do it by myself anymore. I don't want to, you know, always know and feel like I have to do it by myself. Like, yeah, I'm capable of doing it by myself, but I want help. I need help. And that's so crazy to say, because it's like when you say I want help and I need help, it's viewed as such a negative thing. But it's okay to admit it. It's really okay to admit it. And, you know, I think that it's so weird for me to like, I've been thinking about just wanting to build a life with someone a lot. And that's uncomfortable for me too, okay? Because, again, I was not that girl who was just like, I need to be married by 35. I need to have a house. I need to... Like, I've always been very, like, ambitious in regards to my goals and my dreams. And, yes, being independent for myself and getting myself to a certain point. But, you know, I've come to realize, I think, like, a couple years ago, that I never really, like, factored in, like, a partner, per se. Like, I always felt like, you know, they'll come. When they come, they come. But, like, this morning, it was either this morning or last night, you know, something was dropped into my heart. It was just like, you know, start really thinking about visualizing and writing about your partner. Like, the type of partner that you want, the type of love that you want. Like, don't be so descriptive and, you know, colorful when it comes to every other area in my life except for love. And I am a lover. I am a lover girl. I love love, okay? Love it. I feel like I've loved it since I was in freaking middle school. And there's just no getting around that. I am a hopeful romantic. But yeah, like I was like, okay, cool. It was just like, really start thinking about how you want to be loved and how you want to be cared for. Because yesterday, last night, when I was getting out of the shower, I was just like, you know what? I want somebody in my life that thinks of me, that I know for sure has my back. You know, like, I want somebody in my life that wants to love on me, wants to spoil me, wants to put a smile on my face, you know, on a daily basis. And, you know, that's okay. Like, that is okay. Like, I want someone that knows when I'm sad and, you know, I can lean on when I'm not having the best of days. And, you know, no, it's not one-sided. I also want to be that support for my partner and learning and understanding the ways in which they want to be loved and they want to be nurtured and cared for. I want us both to be full of love, of care, of positivity. Like, I want that for us both. So I've been thinking about it a lot. And like I said, it's not the most comforting thing because I'm like, Jesus. Everyone says the dating pool is trash, okay? And like, I don't really like, I try my best like not to, you know, run with that narrative, because I'm just like, eh. Like, just because it's trash, like, that doesn't mean that, you know, my person or whatever is not, won't find me. Because I feel like they will. And I feel like it will happen. And who's to say? Like, I don't know. They could be close. Like, they could be around me. I don't know. You know, anything's possible. But, I don't know. I just, I'm just in this space now, realizing today, like, sometimes you just gotta let life be what life is. And sometimes instead of, like, I feel like I've been fighting against life. Like, I've been pushing back up against it, like, so freaking hard. And I feel like it's been telling me, like, just relax. Relax. Be chill. Be calm. Like, relax. You know, sometimes we get so scared that, like, if we just flow, that we'll miss something. I know I do. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm gonna miss it. And it's just like, I don't wanna miss it. I don't wanna miss, you know, what God has for me in every area of my life, career, love, motherhood, family. Like, I don't wanna miss it. And, you know, as things transition in my life and things change, I feel like, you know, this next 6-7 months for me will definitely be months of transformation. Months of transformation, months to blossom and bloom, but months as to where it's just like I'm no longer making decisions out of fear. I'm no longer doing things with an underlying fear. Like, I want to go with the flow so much that, like, fear is not even a factor for me. Like, I'm getting there and I feel the changes and my perspective shifts, you know, that are happening, that are going on. But I know, because even like today, like, today was a good day. Like, it was a really good day. Like, I got my Starbs. And, you know, if y'all ever want to buy me coffee, all you got to do is go on my TikTok and, you know, just hit the buy me coffee link, child. It will not go to waste, okay? But I got me some coffee this morning and got me, let me tell y'all, these chocolate covered almonds. You know how the new TikTok sound is. You got to come get you one of these. It's a chicken salad. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I tell you these chocolate covered almonds got your girl in a chokehold. I don't know what it is about these chocolate covered almonds. I get them from Sprouts. Like, they're so good. I got me some almonds, you know, and some muffins. And, you know, I came home and, you know, I heated it up and got ready for work and, you know, played with my dog, got her breakfast. Like, I was on a roll, you know, talking to my friends, saying my good mornings and all that stuff. And, you know, as the day rolled on, like, even in the evening, like, I felt my vibes going low. And I was like, nah, like, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Like, y'all know, like, if you follow me on TikTok, like, I won't lie. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, because I don't want it to come off like I'm just happy and positive 24/7. Like, no. Like, most of the time, majority of the time, I am. Because I've trained myself to be that way, you know, through my self-love journey and different things. But I know, no. Like, I am so human. And like I said lately, like, I've just been sad. I've been sad because it's been hard for me to come to the realization that the things that I thought were going to happen fell through. And I also didn't have a backup plan for some of those things. And that caused me to have to make other decisions. And so it was hard. Like, it really was hard. Because usually, like, anybody who knows me knows, like, I don't stay on things for too long. Like, depending upon what it is, like, I don't stay stuck on something for a long time. But these things, like, they hit me hard. Like, baby girl was sad, okay? Like, crying, you know, at the thought of it. And just sad, you know? Because it's like you ramp yourself up for certain things. And you're excited about certain things. And seasons changing and just different stuff. And then it's just like when it comes to a screeching halt. And it's just like, you know, you gotta make some decisions that you don't want to make. Sheesh. is hard. I'm like, and it's like you get to a point where you're like, y'all, I'm tired of making these hard decisions. I'm tired, y'all. Like, I told God, because I remember one day I like picked up my phone and I burst into tears. Like, I burst into tears and I did like a good old ugly cry. And my dog, she just hopped up in my lap, you know, trying to, like, what's wrong, Mom? What's up? And, like, I burst into tears. And, like, I was just like, yo, this is not what I wanted. Like, this is not what I wanted. Like, I didn't see this. And, you know, like, I'm so proud of myself, for one, for not denying or downplaying my emotions. Like, I was very honest with myself about my emotions and what I was feeling. But I think that the part that was frustrating for me was the simple fact that these feelings weren't going away. Like, they continued to, like, stick with me. And it was just like I was on a roller coaster. And it was just like I was happy, I was sad, I was frustrated, I was angry, and it was just a so many different things. And, you know, I'm also learning that, you know, some seasons last a little bit longer than others. But it's just like, I have to remind myself, Michelle, you still have the tools. When it's raining, you have an umbrella, or you have, you know, your rain boots and a jacket to put on. When it's cold outside, you got your hat and your scarf, you know, to keep you warm. You know, when it's hot outside, you got your fan. Like, you know, when leaves are falling, like, you have everything that you need through whatever season that I may go through. And again, like, my prayer to God, you know, lately has been like, please let me still find beauty in the discomfort, because I know that this will not last always. Please don't let me get lost in what shoulda, coulda, and woulda happened, that I stop believing in what the future holds for me. Like, please don't let me let this thing change my heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always conscious of my heart, and I done been through some things, okay? Like, one thing about me, I don't detail the things that I go through, especially with people. I do not. Because for one, I don't want to be that type of content creator that, you know, puts things like that out and that's what's expected of me. And, you know, two, it's just like, sometimes to me, it's just not worth it. And I feel like sometimes when you see what people deal with and when you see what people go through, it makes me feel silly sometimes. Looking back and seeing the things that I've, you know, just tolerated, I'm just like, yo, what? Like, why? Why? But, you know, I'm just not that girl. Like, I would much rather let God handle my battles. Like, yes, there are so, so, so many times when I just want to let it rip. Like, I just want to say everything. But there's something on the inside of me that's just like, no. No. That's not how we handle stuff. Like, you give it to God. You let God handle it. Because at the end of the day, I'm also learning that I know my part. I acknowledge the part that I've played in certain situations and things in life. But I also know that I also have a story too. Because I feel like oftentimes people love to tell the story that makes them look a certain way. And it's just like, when you have a person like me that's just like, nah, I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm not gonna put it out there like that. It can make them seem so believable. But I'm just like, yo, if you only knew. If you only knew. But I'm not her. And I will never be. Like, if y'all have never heard me detail certain things from my marriage, baby, trust me. And I tell people that, I'm like, because sometimes people think like, you know, like, oh, do you use this for content? Like, no. Like, I always try to come from a place of my own personal lessons, what I learned and what I got from things. You know, I cannot be responsible for, you know, the version that you decided to show me. But it's just like, if I never detail my marriage and how chaotic and the things that happened in my marriage and even in our relationship, baby, I will never talk about someone else's business that involves us. Like, never. So yeah, you know, I'm just learning as I always am. And I'm not gonna lie, like, some lessons are a lot harder than others. And I feel like, and I'm gonna keep it all the way a G, okay? No, I don't think that was the right word I was looking for. I'm gonna keep it all the way a book. Yo, this season has been like one of the hardest seasons that I've had in honestly years and years. But I just know, like, what God has for me, like, on the other side of this, man, it's got to be something amazing. It has to be something that will literally blow me away. And I believe that with my whole entire heart. Because when I tell you, baby girl, besides being tested, besides being banged up and bruised in many different ways, like, I just continue to heal. I just continue to heal. And, like, especially when it comes to, like, matters of the heart. Like, one thing I told myself was, I just need to pour into me. Like, whatever it is that I, because I ain't gonna lie. Like, I remember there was one time where I actually, like, considered, like, I didn't consider, I'm lying. There was one time I downloaded a dating app. And I was just, you know, kind of like looking through it or whatever. And then honestly, like, I was like, I don't want to do this. I was like, I'm not even ready for this. And like, as I deleted the app, something was just like, the same energy that you were getting ready to put into this, you really need to put it into yourself. And that stuck with me. That really stuck with me. And I was just like, you know what? That's so true. And like, when I was journaling, I really feel like we're like talking on the phone right now. I really do. You know, I feel like God like dropped something on me. And I was like, I gotta tell somebody. So I'm gonna read it to y'all because, you know, y'all listening. So just listen. And I think this is it. Let me see. Is this it? That ain't it. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to try to find it. Because it was so freaking good. Oh, my goodness. Like, I was just, like, in shock. Okay, here it is, y'all. So, this is what he told me. And this was on the 23rd at 8 a.m. I always date and, like, put the time on my journal entries. But, child, what did I say? I said, boundaries are bae. And I said, I'm still learning. I really chose me. And honey, I'm getting the love I deserve. Wait, no. That's not it. Mm-mm, that's not it, y'all. Wait. Oh, my goodness. That's not it. Because I do this thing called scripting as well. And when I script, it's not necessarily something that has, like, come, like, already. But it's, like, me talking to myself in the future. And like I said, like, I've been thinking about my partner, like, on a small scale, but, yeah, I've been, like, speaking it, but I think this is it, y'all. Let me see. Okay, here it is, you know, insert TikTok sound, you know, you think it's small, you need to be thinking big. I said, think big, I feel like God said, think big, Shelly. Know that what you thought was lost will come back better tenfold, but look forward. Embrace the now and think from your higher self. elevation and preparation is happening. You didn't miss out or miss what is for you. It's here. It's arriving. Calm your mind and your heart. All is well and will unfold for your best and good very soon. Major victories and blessings are on the way. Let go and embrace the new. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. Your creativity will flow. Multiple streams of income, love, friendship, and more are right here, right now. See it, feel it, and believe it. And I always say amen and thank you. But I'm telling you, like, when God told me that, I so needed to hear that. And I needed to read it again because I needed it to remind me, like, it's here, like, right now, and it's coming. And I know it. I just know it. I know it. So, y'all, one thing that I've been doing, another thing I've been doing, it's like when things come up for me that I want to do, like, okay, here's some things that I want to do so far. Like, I want to switch out my nose ring. I want to get some new, I want to add some piercings to my ears. I want to rebrand Michelle Joe & Co. I want to get a new phone. I want to have a new photo shoot for content. I want to do some content planning. You know, I need to open up me a new bank account. You know, and things of that nature. I even put Usher tickets on here, okay? Going to Vegas. But it's like when things pop up in my mind, I'm like, let me get it out. Let me write it down. But this next season, y'all, like, I'm dedicating to myself. I am taking it so serious. And I'm going to stay focused and prioritizing myself, like, no matter what. I'm just going to pour into me and allow others to also pour into me as well. Like, I don't want this to just be like a, you know, independent mission. No. I feel like God places people in our lives for a reason. And sometimes we need them as well. Like, going through certain things or, you know, just elevating who we are. Like, we know when it's a season of isolation and just a quiet season, but sometimes in different seasons we really do need our circle and people around us that care about us, because we don't have to go through things alone. And that's another thing I've been learning. Like, do not be afraid to say today is a hard day, to say today is not my best day. Like, I've really been trying to just open up with where I am and my feelings and, you know, not hiding, you know, because I got really good at just kind of hiding what I was going through and hiding what I was truly feeling. And I feel like when you hold things in and just internalize things, and when it's just so much, like, you can't help but to feel like it's starting to just kind of all, like, bubble over. And again, like, God places people in our lives for reasons. And, you know, we can't be so prideful or afraid to let people in. The right people. Because I know for me, like, I have a good circle of people around me. And I know for a fact that if I need them, I can call on them. And, you know, I'm gonna utilize that. And, So, things are changing. You know, things are evolving. Things are blossoming. But I'm learning patience. I'm learning to just kind of take things one day at a time. I'm learning to continue every single day to understand that I don't have to be in control of everything. And just allow God to help me. Allow the people closest to me to help me. Because more than not, we need help. And it is okay to need help, because most of the time we are the helper. And we don't allow people to help us. And, you know, I'm getting excited about this next season of my life. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm constantly reminding myself to be present and to, again, just take things one day at a time, Michelle. Like, you can't speed up the process, you can't skip steps, like, one day at a time, because no day is the same, and one thing that is truly a constant, and that is change. And I'm just not fighting it anymore, you know, because I've been fighting with life. Like, we've been tussling. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, me and life, we've been having a good little battle. And I think today I've finally come to the realization that I'm not fighting anymore. I am surrendering, and I am just simply saying, hey, God, I surrender. Use me how you may. Order my footsteps and lead me, and I'll go. Well, that was a good and raw, you know, episode for you guys. But, you know, I thank you guys so much. Like, when I posted on TikTok and such, your kind words and, you know, checking on me, I really appreciate it. Like, you guys have no idea, like, how much I just appreciate you. Whether it's a comment, whether it's a message, whether it's an email, like, thank you. Thank you and thank you. I cannot wait to be back, you know, with you guys posting and creating and talking, and I want to do a giveaway. Like, there's so much that I want to do and so much that I'm planning to do and will do. It's just going to take a little time. That's all. But you better believe, like, when I tell you the first quarter of 2023, like, baby girl is coming hard. Like, I'm telling you, like, I don't know. I'm telling you. I don't know what God is doing in my life, but I know he's shaking some things up. And I don't know how the chips gonna fall, but I just know I'm coming hard and I'm coming for everything. And it's gonna be such a beautiful process to see and to witness. And, you know, I can only imagine what he's gonna do and who I'm going to blossom into, because it's gonna be blooming season. Like, 2023 for me, maybe for so many of us, like, it's our season to blossom. It's our season to bloom. Like, I feel like we're potentially in, like, our cocoon phase, you know, and it's time for us to morph into the beautiful butterflies that we are. Beautiful butterflies are my favorite, by the way. But it is time. And 2023 is definitely going to be our season to blossom and bloom. And yes, it's just gonna be so good, y'all. Like, I just encourage everybody out there that's going through something, that's not in the best place, that needs some hope, needs something to cling on to. And it's just like, listen, like, life gets tough and it gets rocky, but understand you have everything that you need. When it rains, you got your umbrella. When it's cold, you got your coat. Like, just hold on and find little things in life that make you smile, whether it's a cup of tea, coffee, Coke, what up? I mean, like, the drink Coke. You know, whether it's just going outside for a walk, whether it's, you know, finding a new craft or taking yourself on a date or hanging out with friends, whatever it is, like, find joy, like, create joy every single day. Like, life is so precious and it's so fragile at the same time. Like, stop focusing so much on what everybody else has going on and put some focus and some priority on your life and what you want it to be, because you can make it whatever you want it to be, point blank, period. And nobody can stop you. You know, like, ask God, you know, to lead and guide you and order your steps and to talk to you. Like, talk to him. Like talk to God. Talk to the universe. You know, go hug a tree. You know, my friends call me a clean hippie. But, you know, like, legit, like, talk to him. Like, tell him what you want. Tell him what you need. And I'm talking to myself. Like, talk to him, because he is very present with us every single day, every in every which way. Like, just talk to him. He's just waiting for us to talk to him. And I'm talking to myself, like I said, like, just talk to him. And, you know, do not give up. Keep believing in yourself. Keep investing in yourself. Keep pouring in yourself. And just watch how you feel. Even on the days where you're not as high and vibrant as you would like, find something to be grateful for. Find something to smile about. Rest when your soul and your heart needs rest. You know, laugh when you need some laughter. But enjoy life. Hold on to it. Know that you can do it and get through anything. And in the meantime, in between time, I'm wishing you all nothing but love and light. And again, thank you so much for being a space of encouragement and positivity for me. I don't take it for granted. I don't take it lightly. But thank you. And we are definitely going up. Like, it is only up for here from here for all of us. But much love and light to you. And I'll see you on the next episode.